Facebook has certainly been busy of late, contacting some of the biggest names in banking. The social media giant hopes to get the banks to share with them some of your financial information. Facebook says the conversations are part of discussions to make more services available to its users. But of course, it's coming at a time when the company continues to battle privacy concerns regarding the information it collects and shares. Joining us live right now is Deepa Seetharaman with The Wall Street Journal. Deepa, it's nice to have you with us today. Talk about what Facebook is considering here and what they hope to do with some of the information they might receive from banks.
Hey, thank you for having me. So what this is Facebook has had conversations with large banks over the last year. The idea here is to build services on top of its Facebook Messenger platform that would allow people to do things like check their account balance or get fraud alerts, or, you know, things like that related to their financial accounts to write on Messenger. So the company has said repeatedly they're not trying to use this data for advertising. They're principally using it just to build these services and with the broader goal of getting people to use Messenger more.
Well, regardless of whether or not they're going to use it for advertising, it does sort of feel like an infringement. Is this something Facebook users are opting in or out of, or are they doing this without are even knowing about it?
So it's opt-in. That's something that a Facebook user would have to opt into. But you're right. I mean, there's definitely some uncomfortable feelings about this particular issue, especially around Facebook, which has had a series of privacy issues, especially since March, around Cambridge Analytica. You know, there's just a lack of trust in the company and its ability to handle data. Something that Facebook has tried very hard to combat. You know, they have their executives out there. I'm sure you've seen their ad campaign. They are constantly talking about all the different changes they're making to the privacy standards and the privacy policies. And it's, you know, but it's so hard for them to kind of get through and break away from that image of being irresponsible with our data.
Well, what is in it for Facebook users and, quite frankly, for the banks? We know that they like to keep their customers on their platform. So why would they go along with this?
Yeah, that's attention for the banks anyway. That's definitely attention in the story. For them, what they want is the ability to be everywhere and to stay relevant. Now, Messenger has over a billion users. It's popular. You know, that's where your customers are. I think the banks are thinking maybe we should be there too. Hmm. And for Facebook users, it's the ability to not download another app, and it's the ability to, you know, do all this kind of important financial checking, account balance stuff on the side while you're still talking to your friends. It's an ability to do it. It becomes a kind of a one-stop shop for a lot of different types of services. There are definitely some uneasy questions. I don't want to sugarcoat that. You know, we know at least one bank walked away from Facebook in the middle of some of these discussions, and this data privacy came up all the time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are there banks that have already opted in to this platform, and when has it been launched, and if not, when will we likely see it?
These are conversations about features that haven't launched yet. This is a signal of what Facebook would like to do. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook has partnerships with American Express, with PayPal, with MasterCard, so they have partnerships already with financial institutions. But these are partnerships that would involve, these potential partnerships would involve more sensitive information. And so that's what we're talking about here, talking about features that don't exist. You know, mm-hmm. things like the ability to check your account balance anywhere in the world. These are things that don't that Facebook would like to build for its users and would like the banks to participate in. And this is the kind of gray area that we're in right now.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, Deepa, it's an interesting topic. I'm sure you'll be following up on this, and we'll like to check back with you and see how discussions are going and keep folks informed on this. Thanks for coming on with us today. We appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Deepa Seetharaman is with The Wall Street Journal.